Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gotta start with the A topic, the big news of the day. If you missed our reaction right off the top today, grab the podcast. The Nationals have a new manager, and he's 33 years old, the youngest manager hired in over 50 years. Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com, joins us to discuss the hiring. It's not official yet, Mark, but they're putting the pen to paper today, it sounds like. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I think it should be official here somewhat soon, guys, and then they'll probably have a press conference, I'm going to guess, sometime next week, although I think they're still working out those details. But I'll be honest, I had never heard of Blake Butera before about 10 o'clock this morning when the news broke. He was not on my radar as somebody to be watching for, but what you have gathered about him, yes, 33 years old, hasn't managed above low A ball in the Rays system and did 2 years of that after 2 years of rookie ball, but spent the last 2 years as their senior director of player development. And this is an organization, as you guys know, that is really well regarded for its player development. The Rays may have other issues, but they have consistently been one of the best in baseball at developing young players into big leaguers. And certainly you can understand why that would match up with Paul Toboni's vision for what he wants to do with the Nationals. Now, the lack of experience and any kind of major league experience, he didn't play in the majors either. He played a couple years in the minor leagues, low levels. I think that's going to be the biggest challenge. How does he walk into a room of big league players and immediately command their respect? That's what's going to be on him now to figure out. But it does feel like somebody who aligns well with what Paul Toboni's vision, I think, for the franchise is.
Yeah, to that last point there, Mark, do you think it, I don't want to say necessitates, but might include then the veteran baseball man bench coach? Kind of is almost like his consigliere, someone that's been around that, you know, whose hair is gray. Like, does it almost require that, or can you get away without having that, do you think?
That would be the conventional approach, Danny, right, for sure, would be to bring in somebody who does have some experience and you know, maybe even a relationship with the players. And I'm speculating here. I have no way of knowing this, but like a Matt LeCroy, who's been the AAA manager for a long time and knows all these guys, somebody like that, it would make a lot of sense. But as we're already seeing, Paul Toboni may be doing things a different way than we're used to. And so I don't want to just assume that that's going to be the case. But I understand it's a very young clubhouse, and so they're going to respond well, you would think, to a young manager. But there's also something to be said for somebody who walks in the room and commands your respect, maybe not because you know him personally, but because he's been there, done that, either as a manager previously or as a player in the big leagues. And that's a tough thing. If you don't have that, it doesn't mean you can't be successful, of course. But if you don't have that, then I would think you want to surround yourself with at least a few people on your coaching staff who already you know, walk into the room with that kind of a level of respect that Blake Butera himself is going to have to earn.
Mark, agree or disagree with this take? This hire signifies to me that this is not a, let's spend a little bit of money and try to be the Reds this year where we sneak into the wild card. I feel like you go get a player development guy, an instructor at the minor league level, you're about to reboot this thing with youth at the big league level for some time.
That was my read on it too, Grant. And I'm glad you mentioned the Reds because I've been thinking about them a lot here the last few weeks. A similar team in some way of good young talent, but hadn't gotten over that hump yet. And they went and hired Terry Francona, a multi-winning World Series manager, and he took them into the playoffs. Now, they got blown up by the Dodgers right away, and that was that. So who knows long-term what they're going to be. There was a line of thinking, and I could have bought the argument that said the Nationals are in a similar position. They have young talent. Let's add to that. Let's bring in somebody with experience who can help elevate these guys to another level and try to win in the immediate future. This doesn't look like that. You know, we'll hear what they all have to say, and there's still a long way to go in the offseason to see what their approach is as far as building the roster. But the initial read of it would seem to be, to me, that this is a guy who's being brought in to help young players get better, and understanding that that's probably more of a long-term process than a short-term process. We'll see. Again, let's hear what they have to say. But so far, the moves of Toboni, the hiring of Butera, would suggest to me that they're thinking more in terms of winning down the road as opposed to winning in 2026.
Do you see this as the manager reading the spreadsheet from the front office about, you know, what pitching matchup, whom against who, and this is the thing we want or don't want, et cetera? Or is this, you know, learn on the job and be able to operate via your gut every now and again? Do you see this as kind of an extension of the front office?
Yeah, I think that's another conclusion that I kind of drew early on here today as this all played out. Again, let's hear what they have to say about it.
Right.
But it sounds to me more like some of the modern front offices and organizations where the GM and his people in the front office are conveying down to the manager's office, here's what we want the lineup to look like. Here's how we think you should handle this, handle that. And the manager's job is not necessarily to take the 26 players that he's given and decide how best to use them, but to implement the plan that the organization has. Now, that can be effective, and it has worked in other places, so I don't want to totally discount that. But it's a big departure from what we've seen here, certainly over the years under Mike Rizzo, who was pretty adamant about, I give you the players, and whoever the manager is, I leave it up to you to decide how you want to manage this team. We'll see. Maybe it won't be that way, but it feels to me like this is more of a collaborative effort and a top-down scenario where the front office is making a lot of the decisions, and the manager's primary job is to implement whatever it is the front office wants to do.
Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com. One last one I want to sneak in here. Mackenzie Gore and C.J. Abrams. Chance that one or both gets traded this offseason, you think?
It's certainly possible, and I think that speaks to the other question about are they thinking more long-term here or short-term? If you believe that this group is good enough to win in the next couple years with additions to it, then of course you want them to be a big part of it. If you think it's further down the road that they're not well positioned to win yet, then I think you have to consider those kind of moves, probably more so in Gore's case because he's got 2 years left until he can be a free agent. So I think that's something you absolutely would have to consider if that is the overarching plan. And that's why I think what we see here in the next month or two is going to tell us a lot about where they're really going with this.
Mark, thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.